As Will fumbled open his binder bottle, he noticed that he'd run out of small pieces. Quickly, he got to his knees and looked for some place to lay them. "What's wrong?" said Bet.
"Well, nothing, but I need to divide a few more binders. I used two more pieces when I was inside with Credic."
Ezra and Bet both looked sour.
"I guess I hadn't thought that I'd probably use a lot of them once I got to a teacher. How many more should I have?"
"I wouldn't go through any more than four pieces a day," Ezra said. "That's just me, but if you don't think about it and use them sparingly, they'll be gone pretty quick."
It was good advice. Still, Will needed at least another piece for them all to get back inside.
"Ezra, can I have your knife? I'm going to divide another two into fourths," Will said.
Ezra quickly rummaged in his pocket and produced the sheathed knife. Will unsnapped it, cut the two binders up, and handed the knife back to Ezra.
"Well, I have 16 more." Will packed the others away and began to stand.
"I'll try not to use too many."
He then fed a small piece to an overexcited Swoop and pressed his hand forward. Again, Swoop drew herself in a wide circle and cut out the purple pocket.
"All right, here we go."
Will let Bet and Ezra enter first. Pexel hunkered down tightly to Bet's shoulder as she went inside, and it was clear that Tenebrum really didn't want to go in at all. Once Ezra got him in, Will trailed after and Swoop flew inside. The portal sucked away behind them. Will stepped through the wall and watched his friend's expressions as they followed. Both of them looked amazed.
"It's incredible," Bet said. "I just walked through a wall. Can I go through anything?"
"Mostly, I think."
"My heart's pounding," Ezra said.
"I'm sorry."
Will was worried. "Was this a bad idea?"
"No, I'm fine. I actually thought it'd bother me, but this is amazing."
Inside the room, Credic was seated at the table. Will thought he saw him moving a bit, but he wasn't sure.
"Did you ask him how to store things in here? Like Murden? He's somehow holding all his links in the void side."
Ezra sort of yelled it, as if the new environment somehow needed the volume.
"No, but I need to. There's several things I need to find out," Will said as he pointed toward a corner of the room for Swoop to open a pocket out. She did so, and the three of them exited.
Tenebrum seemed especially ready to leave. Once they were out, Credic stood to greet them.
"So, we're sleeping inside, are we? I'm impressed."
He made his way toward the kitchen and began to arrange a few pots and bottles.
"You all hungry?"
The three of them looked at one another. Will decided to speak.
"Yes, I think so."
"Good. Me too," Credic said. "I'm going to step out for a while. I'll be back with dinner."
He walked to the wall, then hesitated.
"Will, this could be a good time to train. You want to come with me? I'm sure I could think of a few more questions for you to answer."
"Do we just stay inside?" Bet said.
"I don't see why not." Credic gave a short laugh. "It's not like you'll be going anywhere."
The question is, does Will go hunting with Credic?
Yes or no?